of course, we have our worldwide ballot for submitting, which is, I think, also a rarity among groups. So in other words, we have a model of meetings out there and intergroups out there and then World Services. We hope to fill that out someday. But this would be kind of really giving people a voice that maybe fits our situation of a lot of loosely affiliated groups. I think we're years and years away from imitating or borrowing from what AA does with the elected delegates model. So just wanted to respond.
14.
Christian again from New York. With regards to security, I think we're still talking about one meeting, one vote. You know, the meeting being represented by a delegate, and that's pretty easy to control. We're not talking about every member of ACA who's ever attended one meeting. That's also not controllable, because when are you a member of ACA? So I have no concern about that. I do have some concern about talking about considering it as opposed to doing it, because you know, I think of doing 30 things every day, and I maybe do 3 things a day. And, you know, if we consider doing it with a feasibility study, then I'd like to add or think of adding yet another adjustment, which is then set a deadline.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask for an amendment to the amendment, which is if that we're going to consider studying it, that we consider studying it for implementation at next year's ABC. Just to bracket things. Thank you.
So did I understand you're proposing a friendly amendment?
Let me finish. Sorry.
You're proposing a friendly amendment to the motion on the floor that we set a time limit for this study.
Yes, and to specifically be that this be implemented by next year's ABC. I'll volunteer to be on the committee.
I have to get this straight, because it has to go into the records. You are proposing a friendly amendment. What? One year.
I apologize. I suggested a specific deadline, which is that it's implemented by next year's ABC in Sweden, in Malmö, in 2019. And Swedes are great at technology. I used to live there. So.
And if I remember correctly, there's a seconder for that, number 15.
That friendly amendment to my friendly amendment actually negates, because mine is to study it, and this one says do it.
So it doesn't.
By then. So.
The amendment is actually out of order, because it can't be attached to your friendly motion, because if they study it, they're just studying it, and they come back again with a recommendation. But you can't put a deadline on a recommendation.
Could I put a deadline on the study's results?
Not really. Well,
that the committee report back about feasibility in 6 months. And I volunteer to be on the committee. I put my money where my mouth is. That's my friendly amendment.
That's still adding an amendment to an amendment.
Right.
I have a suggestion. okay? As soon as this goes, if this goes through, can put a motion on the floor for a time limit for that motion. Okay. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
We have to remember that this stuff is going into the history books, and it has to be written so that people 5 years from now, we're not going to come back and say, what the hell happened? It's got to be written down.
To that, Miles, I have it on the board. Can you tell me if I have it correctly?
Oh, okay.
On the screen behind you.
And ladies and gentlemen, the amendment, the friendly amendment that was made was whether to study this issue. We've had a lot of discussion on it. We could vote on that now. And it may be defeated, in which case you're back to the original motion just to have this happen. So, you know, an amendment to the amendment is actually the wreckage of the future.
So, Jim. Jim. This is what you're...
Yes, and I've been asked to make it larger, so give me 1 second.
So this is the motion we're voting on. The question has been called. All those in favor of calling the question.
What was that again?
We go to the vote. If you're in favor.
Can I just say that the wording's a little off, but the essence of it is okay. Do we have to have the specific wording? Because what I said was WSO study the feasibility and practicality of utilizing. So that's what I'm fixing it to. No, leave it there. No. We propose, just leave it the way it was, that WSO study.
Hold on a minute. We've got one person talking, and that's enough.
No, WSO study the feasibility and practicality of utilizing. Thank you.
so they voted to go to the vote. I think it passed, right? So now we vote on the amended motion, on this motion.
This is right? So the motion is, do we propose that WSO study the feasibility, practicality of utilizing online conferencing and voting technologies to provide remote access to the annual business conference for those not sharing in sharing.
I said sharing. That should be sharing, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, sharing in the WSO. This is not, this is so that phone and cyber meeting groups, geographically distant members, those whom limited time and availability, child care obligations, or other restrictions may attend as attendees or otherwise vote on matters of concern for ACA the whole. That's your motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Delegates. And I do believe the motion has been seconded. And now we're going to the vote. So all those in favor of this motion, raise your paddles. Makes it what?
37.
37. All those against? Any abstentions? Two. Okay, the motion has passed. If anybody in the minority wishes to speak, this is the time. 55.
Yeah, originally I voted to have this discussed, but the more I think about it, I kind of think what we're doing is dragging out something that's going to be handled properly with the original motion. My image of the people that take care of this stuff is that they know what they're doing. They're not going to set us up with things where everything's going to go south on us. They'll know before they put it into operation. So I really think that what we're doing is just prolonging and making it more difficult this way. So myself, that's why I changed my vote, and I wouldn't mind seeing this get voted for again and people go back to the original thing by turning it down. Thanks.
My name is Greg, Texas 131. And the number here is 18. The challenge that I see with this is not just that we're dragging it out, but there's no trigger. There's nothing that says what it is that we're going to do to implement this, how we're going to make the decision to implement this, when we're going to make a decision to implement this, and it sounds like, you know, floating on a barge down a river. The second part of this, which is why I actually support online conferencing and voting, is that it's the same thing we've discussed earlier. We have a number of groups that just, it's infeasible to send people to this ABC, and as a consequence, they're not represented here. Look around and see what is the majority of groups here are the ones that are from the U.S., and we're not being sufficiently inclusive of those from other countries. Thank you.
Carol.
Hi, Region 2. I agree with Greg. And also, we're doing this already.
David.
David, 134. The reason we decided to do this was to not disenfranchise, but to enfranchise. We moved to Europe to do the ABC at Europe. We wanted to not disenfranchise all those who couldn't afford to go to Europe. And if you look here, this is who could afford to come to North America. The last time the ABC was held in Europe, there was 8 people from North America. So think about that. It's pretty expensive. And the same thing will be true in the years following, that those in Europe will be disenfranchised from the ABC here, as they are now, although there's a handful that could afford the several thousands of dollars to get here. So that's why I'm opposed to this amendment, to just push it on down the road. And I would like to shoot it down and go back to the original amendment and post it, because I believe in Jim and our technologists. Thank you.
You voted against the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Lennox from Canada, 031. My observation is that ACA is growing at a rapid speed, and we need to keep up with the momentum. And as the expert advisor said, we are the decision makers, so we need to take that ball and run with it and make the decisions. We are in a century where technology is leading. We have experts within our group, in our midst. So it's time to act and set the pace for other organizations that they can follow us. But we have the opportunity to lead this field. What I heard about target groups and so on, ACA is destined to be the leader of, because all other groups ultimately will come to ACA. So for that reason, we should go ahead. Thank you.
You voted against the motion?
Technically, I abstained. Should I sit down?
Yes.
Okay.
You voted against the motion?
I voted for it. I just want a point of clarification.
No, if you voted for the motion, we're done. No. You voted for it, so the only one speaking now is the minority.
No, you voted for it or against it?
Against it.
All right.
Bill, Florida 158. The reason I voted against it was because the board had talked about this last February, a year ago, already. We had already looked at what was going to happen if we went overseas to Europe, that we were going to disenfranchise many, many, many groups in the United States from having a voice, from having a vote. And like we already do, the people in Europe and Australia and other countries, they are disenfranchised. So the board looked at this, and a motion was actually made by the board to investigate this, which Jim has done a magnificent job over the last 4 or 5 months of investigating this. And he investigated it with the assumption that the board was going to run a test pilot at this ABC. And that's why you saw that poll everywhere demo, because Jim has been looking into this. And I understand the issues about security and all of that, but that can be addressed because the groups that we have their contact information will be very simple to send an email to them and say, is this your authorized delegate? Very simple. And we can get that information back. Now, by Mary Jo making the amendment to study this, a feasibility again, that kicks it down the road another 6 or 8 or 12 months, and we're not going to have anything in place when we go to Europe for the 2019 ABC. So I would support another motion to implement it. Thank you.
And you voted against the motion?
I certainly did.
Okay.
I'm Robert, CA988. Everybody that's already spoken has said most of the points I wanted to make. But I was very inspired by your comments. What I can tell you is that outside enterprise, you know, called business, they use these tools every single day. And not to compare a business to our fellowship, but they have intellectual property that gets communicated, potential intellectual property. So it can be done technologically speaking. The issue is, as an organization, our personalities, can we rally enough to have the courage to act where we can actually have the voice of our entire fellowship heard in some capacity? I mean, it's amazing to me that people are spending thousands of dollars to come over here, which is what they're doing now, when this could be done. This just can be done, and I'd encourage us to reconsider going back to the original motion.
Did you already speak? I'm sorry, no. You've already spoke. Right. No. Okay. So, am I right?
Absolutely, and right. Would even one person change their...
That's what I'm after now. So,
okay.
It has to be recorded. Somebody put your hand down.
One person that voted in the affirmative, that voted for the motion, would now change their mind and vote against it. Just one. Well, no. Well, then we have a re-vote, that's all. We're just going to have a re-vote. Right. Well, that didn't defeat the motion. Now you're going to re-vote on it. So you've got a second chance to go back. But you don't necessarily need discussion. You can just re-vote that motion. You're at the original motion. Or no, you're at the amended motion. You're at the amended motion. You can vote to keep it or turn it down and go back to the original.
So, I am. As soon as everybody lets me be. I need a copy. All those in favor of the motion, the way it sits right now.
That's right. If you're in favor of that.
You want me to read it again?
No.
We propose that WSO study the feasibility and practicality of utilizing online conferencing and voting technologies to provide remote access to the annual business conference for those not sharing in the WSO. This is so that phone and cyber meeting groups, geographically distant members, those with limited time availability or child care obligations or other restrictions may attend as delegates or otherwise vote on matters of concern for UACA as a whole.
I want to clarify the intent of this vote before I vote. We're basically voting against the amendment language that was added in about studying the feasibility and practicality. Yeah.
Well, you're not voting for it, guys. If you want this, vote yes. And if you don't want this, vote
yeah,
don't.
Not voting down the whole thing.
No, we go back to the original motion. Yeah. If this fails.
Okay. All those in favor of this motion as it reads right now, vote. All those against the motion. Okay, all those abstaining. One, two abstaining. The motion has been defeated.
And you're...
So now, as far as I can understand, it goes back to the original motion. So can we have the original motion, Jim? I'm sorry, I'm looking this way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a PDF, so I can't edit it quickly. But this is how it went out to the committees, or you know, to the groups that was approved. But I think we're okay with the word chairing versus sharing. I don't think that's the substance part of the motion.
Okay, so the motion we're going to discuss now is: we propose that the WSO utilize online conferencing and voting technologies to provide remote access to the annual business conference for those not sharing in the WSO. This is so that phone and cyber meetings, geographical meetings, distant members, excuse me, those with limited time availability or child care obligations or other restrictions may attend as delegates or otherwise vote on matters of concern as they see as a whole. Right. You all want to come up here and do this for
me
again?
I'd like to call the question.
I was here first.
Oh, sorry.
I'd like to propose that we don't talk about it and just vote on it.
I second.
Thank you. You need to call the question, which is good. Call it, and then you called it, and then somebody can second it. Okay. So now we proceed directly to the vote.
Yes. Right. Y'all get me confused real quick. I'm tired. Okay. All those in favor of this motion as it reads right now. All those against. Okay, all right, just hold on. There's one person against. Any abstentions? And if I remember correctly, we do not go back to the voice of the minority.
Right.
The motion has been passed. Now can we have a break? Okay. I understand that there's some motions coming off the floor.
I want to remind the chair, the literature committee yesterday said we wanted to put two literature proposals in play for conference approval.
That's where I'm headed. I understand there's motions on the floor today coming from the literature committee. Are the motions ready?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Not written down, but we presented yesterday, and Jim, perhaps you can get those two links on. I'm going to start with the finding emotional sobriety trifold. Okay, Jim is going to put those on. So I'm trying to notify the Ready, Set, Go people that... Yes, we explained this motion yesterday, or this flyer yesterday during our committee report. I would like to move that the conference approve this as conference-approved literature, and I want to explain before anybody seconds, or even worse, doesn't second, that what this does is it begins a process of typically 3 to 5 months of putting it on the site for fellowship review and a chance to do additional tinkering. So, you know, basically it's a belief that it's a good thing. This, again, is a trifold targeted primarily, or to members of Alcoholics Anonymous. We see it as a forerunner of other trifolds to other 12-step fellowships. It will certainly undergo revision. It's really just putting us in the final stage of sending this out as a conference-approved trifold. So my motion is that the conference approve this as conference-approved literature.
Seconded by number 34. Any discussion?
I have a question about how much review will this undergo, if the title needs to change, or how much of the content can change in the upcoming review. Thank you.
Charlie?
Yeah, so that's a good question. This would be my first run through it. Mary Jo, I suspect, has been through it with the meditation book, and then the laundry list workbook went through it. We put it up on the website for typically 4 months. We receive any comments back from the fellowship, and then whatever our response is then listed to the fellowship. But I would commit here, if for some reason the comments forced us to substantially rewrite the document, which I don't believe will happen, we would pull it off and, you know, begin the process over again.
46.
Esau, California. I just have a comment about the voting process. For those that can't see how many people are voting for or against, if you could just announce the numbers so that the people around the world could know what happened.
My apologies to the world. We can recap the vote. We're going to have a break here shortly, and I will tell the world what the voting vote was on the motions that just passed. Okay? 50.
Jan, intergroup 070. This piece is really, really needed. I can speak from personal experience being in an AA for 29 years. And I found ACA through Bill Wilson's emotional sobriety letter. So I think this is the right route to appeal to AAs that are still suffering in recovery.
Any other?
Lent's
Can you speak into the mic, please?
Yes. I have been in recovery for 26 years in different groups, almost 2 years in ACA, and I've been searching for something that could satisfy my soul. And finding ACA, I have found the answer. We have got it. This is not to be boast or anything, but dealing with childhood trauma and woundedness, produces all the other dysfunctions. So to be able to target other established recovered people is leadership at its best. This is what we ACA should be doing in every aspect of our functioning, because we have to set up to provide the true healing of the entire world. Bill W. said, this program, this recovery, is the solution to the problem of the world. And ACA, in our literature, it's speaking of Bill W., vision, a vision for you. He talks about, we make the claim in ACA that we stand on their shoulders, and emotional sobriety, what Bill W. spoke about, is what ACA is delivering. So this is the greatest thing that is happening in ACA, and everything in ACA is the greatest thing. We just have to believe it, champion it, and do it. Thank you.
Hi, Cheryl, Intergroup 558. We actually, this year at our, AA has an Ontario Regional Conference where over 3,000 people, probably 3,000 to 5,000 people come to Toronto to celebrate the AA family. And we did get approval to use this from the board this year. And we printed almost 1,000 of these pieces, and they went over like hotcakes. It was very successful. We, Miles and I, and Intergroup decided to do that, and it went over really, really well. I'd love to see this go into approval because I did see the success it brought. A lot of the AA members, Al-Anon members, came through our hospitality suite there because we've been doing that for 7 years, and they picked up that piece of literature, and it really spoke to them viscerally. And so I'm very much for this piece of literature to come out as soon as possible so that at our next ORC next year, it would be approved conference material then. Thank you.
Carol, Region 2. We beta tested this. We took it to our intergroup and passed it out to the meetings in our area. And one of our meetings read it. We read trifolds once a month, and we read it that month. And it spoke to the ACAs that weren't even alcoholics, so they approved of it. Thank you.
Greg, Texas 131. I call the question.
Seconded by